Hi guys, and welcome to Random Podcasts. I'm Ben Robbins. Today is March 9th, 2014, and, well, today on the show we have a special guest, Nate Dogg Edelman. Here we go! Yeah, it kind of does.
How's the weather been up there, Nate?
It's actually, on my birthday, it was like, it got warm, like 50 degrees.
Cool.
After all this, like, winter. So it's like almost becoming spring, even though there's still some snow.
Cool.
And then in April, it'll be like, for my bar mitzvah weekend, it'll be like much warmer.
Cool.
Well, we need some warm weather, Nate.
Yeah.
When we come up.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. But... So
you're a teenager. You're a teenager now.
Yeah, oh, but no. I don't really feel any difference.
Hey Nate, you know what my first words as a teenager were?
What?
Like totale. Seriously, right at 12 o'clock, I just said like totale.
He just became a teenager immediately.
Yep, basically.
And then he rolled his eyes.
And I'm completely serious. That's the first words I said as a teenager.
And then, of course, since he was trying to get used to being a teenager, I yelled at him and sent him to his room.
I turned 13. I wasn't at... Whatever.
What?
At, like, midnight?
Yeah.
No, I didn't yell at him and send him to his room. I just sent him to his room.
Yeah, no. It was right after the party was over.
It was fun. He was partying.
Except I still look younger than what I really am.
Me
so
too.
So when I go to see, like, movies, I can still, like, they'll still think that I'm a kid. I can, like, get lower prices on things.
Me too. Like.
But you're going to have a hard time still getting into a PG-13 movie.
Yeah. Well, then I'll have to show them my, like, ID.
Oh, Nate, remember that little girl dancing at my bar mitzvah?
Yeah, who?
That girl, Eden.
Yeah, what?
She's, like, 5, but to get into Disney and stuff, they say she's 2.
Really? Does it work?
Yes.
Except her hair's too long, so anybody knows anything about, like, hair knows that it takes more than 2 years to grow his hair all the way down to her elbows. So, like, wait a minute. You got hair down to your elbows. There's no way you're 2 years old.
That was full screen.
No. Is there a way that you could switch it off your phone onto your computer without disconnecting?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
But today,
yeah?
I got to...
Your phone's going to die.
At my Hebrew school, my rabbi,
Fine. He's,
like, helping me write my speech.
Yeah.
And so I got to actually practice a bima. It was really cool. And I got to learn how to hold the Torah.
Cool.
Really heavy.
It's very heavy, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I hold it for a long time. And I didn't feel like I was going to drop it or anything.
Yeah.
It's funny. Everybody worries that they're going to drop it.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Even Ben's grandpa mentioned that today.
Yeah. Oh, someone... There's a visitor right here. Hey, Cammie!
She doesn't like that. You just moved the phone. Now you took a happy girl and you made her unhappy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I made you unhappy.
Hi, Cammie.
She's not happy. Let
Hi,
go.
Nate!
Let it go.
Wait, I'm trying to...
Who's that?
Buddy.
That guy go to camp with you?
Yep.
I think he's also going to go to college with me.
Dad, please stand up for a second. Yeah, and this is Buddy's, and Buddy was Sassy's best camp friend.
How old were you when you got Buddy?
I don't remember. Probably like 3 or 4. My grandma must have got it for me. But I remember getting this stuffed animal. But I might have got this stuffed animal first, and it's a lot smaller than Buddy, and they used to make up stories. Buddy was his father, but technically, this little guy is Buddy's father.
What's up, Big?
Lauren, put on some pants!
I am!
Alright, I'm gonna get some food.
Okay, have fun, Dad. So, what other fun stuff did you do for your birthday?
Well, I did Five Guys. I got French fries.
Of course.
Daddy, you got checkers.
I built with Legos.
Fries.
And I watched this. Have you seen the Austin Powers movies?
I've seen the first one.
Well, I watched the second one on March 7th. So before I went to bed, I watched the last one, Goldmember. It was really funny.
Is that
except
the one?
My favorite one.
Get in my stomach!
Second one.
Get in my stomach! Is that with Fat Bastard?
And I like I like Mini-Me. And I like some scenes from the first one, like allow myself.
Yeah. Allow myself to introduce myself.
Okay. Okay, you're back on. It's a poor connection for a sec.
Same thing happened from when we were FaceTiming Lauren yesterday.
Same thing happened when I was FaceTiming Sadie yesterday.
I'm
gonna
go eat.
Who's a good puppy?
All right, Nate. Talk to you later, man. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Cool. So, were you invited to Josh Waxman's bar mitzvah?
Oh, no.
Me neither.
No, Josh Waxman and I, we were friends, and he told me about his bar mitzvah, what his theme was going to be, but then the whole thing happened on Banquet, first session.
Yeah.
Even though I did forgive him, we didn't really be so much friends after it.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't invited either, which...
And I'm not inviting him anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder who went, like, Ben Levitt... Those type kids, like.
And I think Josh Baskin will just twerk on the stage the whole time.
Yeah.
He's pretty strange too.
Who's a good girl? You just stuck your tongue up my nose, Cammy.
Wait. So did you say your sister FaceTime my sister?
Oh no, Lauren has a friend named Sadie who moved to Texas. So, yeah, that it's a different Sadie.
Yeah, you agree? Do you agree? Yes, you do agree on what I just said.
Cammy, get your butt off my computer.
Thank you, Cammy.
What?
Wait, press mute.
Give me a second.
I like Sadie Baldwin better than Sadie Edelman.
Shut up.
It's true.
Aha!
Get out of my room. You're so rude.
I'm doing a scorpion.
So, my sister wanted to show you her scorpion.
I didn't want to show him. I was just doing my scorpion, Ben. I could make it less.
Can you please get out of my room, Lauren?
No, this is my gymnastics room.
It's my bedroom. Get out.
Mommy said it's my gymnastics room.
Mama said there'd be days like this.
She did, and she said those'd be days that I could do gymnastics in here.
Whatever, please just leave soon. Okay.
Okay.
So, what fun stuff is going on in Connecticut recently?
Nothing.
I don't know. It's kind of... What do you mean, like school stuff, or...
Sure.
Oh.
It's, one morning, I think, on Friday, I woke up and the air condition in my house, it was, like, completely broken, so it's freezing.
Fine, I'll go brush my teeth!
And the guy, he stayed until, like, 2 o'clock in the afternoon fixing it, and now we have heat back here, and now it's warm, so it's not, so it's, like,
Let's see how warm it is here in Miami.
Wait a minute. Has Nate seen Casper?
Have you ever seen our hamster Casper?
What is he?
Switch it so I can see what he sees.
Okay. Here he is.
Hey, Lamb, come on up.
Ew, Nate! Daddy, you're missing out on the ultimate belly roll.
Okay.
Oh, dang it, you should have pressed end.
Boob.
Really stink.
Oh, came up with a movie idea.
Cool, what?
Okay, so have you ever seen The Twilight Zone?
No.
You know, like, Twilight Zone, it's just like, where like, unexplainable is like the reality, stuff like that.
Are you talking about?
Yeah.
Ask Ben if he knows what time the flights are.
Okay. Hey, Ben, my mom wants to know what time flights are.
Dad! What time are the flights?
Late Friday.
Like what time?
Okay, late Friday.
Late Friday!
The afternoon on Sunday.
And we're leaving in the afternoon on Sunday, like 2 or 3 o'clock. So we have the whole day Saturday.
2 or 3 o'clock on Sunday.
I know, but with him.
Sending his mom information about brunch at, say, at my grandparents'
house.
Well,
my mom is going to send your mom information about on Sunday. There's going to be, like, a brunch at my grandparents' house.
Cool.
So... yeah.
Hopefully we can make it.
Yeah. Like, which airport are you going to?
Westchester.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them where your grandparents
My grandparents live in Westchester.
Tell them they live down the street from the airport.
Our mom says that they live down the street from the airport.
What town in Westchester do they live in?
Mom, what town is it?
That your grandparents live in?
Yeah.
They live in Rybrook.
They live in Rybrook.
Cool. My grandpa, used to live in Chappaqua, which is...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now he lives in Boca Raton, Florida, and Somers. Blah.
Your other grandparents just moved to Highland Beach.
Highland Beach? Oh, and my mom wants to tell you that my other grandparents who live in Florida moved to Highland Beach.
Where's that?
I don't know. It's like some kind of... Because they used to live in,
Oh, I think that's like right near where my grandpa moved.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I drove through there earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I probably drew...
Yeah.
We're going to start watching that Cosmos show. Daddy wants you to watch. You can take a shower though.
So. Okay, I'll take my shower soon. But I have to go pee pee. No. Okay. I have to get off soon because I'm gonna start watching the show. It's called like Cosmos or something.
Yeah.
And my mom wants me to take a shower, but I'm not gonna get off right now.
Cool.
I still wanna talk.
Cool.
So. What have you been doing?
Not much. Today, I visited my grandpa's new house in Boca Raton, which is basically a place where, like, there's, I don't know, a ton of Jews and a ton of old people. And that's where my cousin Daryl lives. And in school, I have been doing so much homework because my language arts teacher is crazy. And also, I'm in yearbook class, and we finally passed the deadline. So that's really cool.
Yeah. For English, I have to do the whole, like, essay on this, like, research I've been doing. This is, like, the whole debate, and... I had a lot of homework also. Plus, I have like a home ec class.
Lucky.
Will you cooking in it? So today, I think I was absent on one day, and then so I have to make up the work at home. Today I made like pancakes, and it actually came out really good.
Cool.
Except I think there was a little aftertaste. And I had light dinner, so I'm digesting right now.
Cool. Hey, Nate, do you want to see the article I worked on for your book? It's actually really cool.
Yeah?
Okay, it's for Lego Club.
It's for Lego Club.
It's
Lego Club?
Yeah, there's Lego Club at my school.
That's
really cool.
I can hear myself in the background. Okay.
Sometimes there's like an echo.
The spread's still loading, and it's very boring.
Wait, Ben, did you say the sound is still loading?
No, leave me alone. Sorry, my sister.
So, you know my rabbi, when he, at my bar mitzvah, the rabbi also makes, like, a speech, but my rabbi, he just, like, talks.
Oh, God.
So, I'm, like, he's really smart, except when I'm really bored by listening to him, sometimes I go like this, like, you know, and mimic him. But I have a feeling that my bar mitzvah with all my school friends will, like, be sitting there impatiently being like, oh, this is the most boring thing ever. But, like, not like that at bar mitzvahs.
Yeah. I don't know. A lot of people do that, though. Like, they're like, I don't understand any of it. And at my bar mitzvah, it wasn't my bar mitzvah. It was this dude, Matthews. Reese, my friend Reese, he was laughing when they were doing the ashray, and they were like, and they said pee in it. So, I don't know. People probably find some immature way of keeping themselves entertained. Like that.
Like that.
Like that. And then he.
No! How dare they? They better.
And then, like, you know what?
You're frozen.
Oh!
It finally popped up! Here we go. This is my article.
Oh, did you see the Lego movie?
Nah.
I did. It's not like a kiddie movie. It's really clever and funny.
Oh, and look, here's me. And this is my article, and like, there's like a bunch of fun stuff that they make. It's actually really cool. And the brick by brick thing, I actually made that myself.
Did you make all that?
Yeah.
That's cool.
The cat's
both pretty. One sec. I have to go pee-pee.
Have fun. So, Lauren, what are your views for today?
The mustache is watching you. And this creepy Bobby dog. Please don't remove the doll or the sign, Sarah. Love. Lauren and the Rosen Dolls. You have to show Nate that.
No, Lauren.
Why?
But you know what you are?
What?
You're a bit cray-cray.
Okay. Is he carrying his phone in the bathroom?
Who knows? Okay.
Okay.
Oh, hi, toilet!
The mustache is nothing, and these creepy Bobby eyes. Please don't remove the Bobby.
Out of my room, dude.
Show him the sign.
Lauren. Well, looks like he accidentally hung up, so...
No, I accidentally hung up on him.
You hung up on him?
Yeah.
Get out of my room, you freak!
Coming!
Okay, so, sorry about that. My, sister Lauren hung up the phone because she's terrible, so... We're calling him again. This is Random Podcast. Sorry, my horrible sister hung up on you.
Oh, the afro.
Yeah.
Oh, so I got a new eye touch, which is this. It's the version 5. Except the only problem is the camera is only on this side.
Cool. Two goals for comfort.
I'm gonna turn the shower on. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Okay.
Everything is awesome. Everything is good when you're part of a team.
Yeah, this is a really freaking weird podcast.
Here we go.
Woo!
Oh, can you hear me fine?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Nate, what's the worst song you've heard lately?
The worst song I've heard?
Yeah.
There are some songs that, like, I hear and I like it, but then I get so sick of it and then I dislike it. Like, originally I didn't like this song called Wrecking Ball. I listened to it and it was sort of catchy, and now I just don't like it.
Oh, that's my friend Emily's favorite song.
I don't like Wrecking Ball. I think it's annoying.
You know what? This song I like, but people at school sing it too much. I just get annoyed by it. Wait for it.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome. When we live in our dreams.
Oh, I found a song that I also really like. It's on YouTube. There's this guy who makes these like mean kitty videos.
Yeah.
So he made this song called the Mean Kitty Song. It's so funny. In PE at school, We were doing our dance unit, so we had to dance to a song. So my group decided to do that song, and I was a kitty cat, and it was, like, hilarious. I'll send you the video. That song.
Is this it?
Yeah, listen.
Let's hear it.
I got this little kitty about 2 months back. He was the nicest little kitty, now a pain in my crack. This little kitty is a ninja, always stuck in my feet. This little kitty is a warrior, you know what I mean. He's an evil little kitty, look what he did to my hand. Tries to get in trouble in any way that he can. I could give this cat a toy, but he'd rather have the wrapper. And I always give him water, but he still drinks from the crapper. You could lock him in a closet and he just won't care. Kitty chews on my shoes and he licks on my hair. Always scratching on my favorite chair and jumping on the couch. Playing in the windowsills and tearing through the house. He is so full of energy and easily amused. Kitty will attack anything that moves, causing trouble, starting battles just so he can be a part of. He's the meanest little kitty, so we named him Sparta. Hey, little Sparta, what is worth all the fight? Little bitty kitty wanna fight, fight, fight. Hey, little Sparta, what is worth all the fight?
Oh, Nate, good news, I got a Facebook. I got a Facebook, woo!
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My parents won't allow me to get Facebook or Instagram, stuff like that. But I might want to grow up, or the next thing that comes out.
My mom said I could get a Facebook when I turn 13, so. There's no one really on Facebook anymore.
Yeah, there, it used to be MySpace, now Facebook, and now whatever.
Oh, Nate, one of your one of the awesome songs I've heard recently. Okay, let me just search it up. This song is like awesome. It even has the word awesome in the name. Perry Grip. You know, the guy who sings, "This is the best burrito I've ever eaten." That guy. It's weird.
When I don't know what to say, I either say, or I just, like, tilt the screen all over the place.
Cool. I don't know what to say. I go M.
This is the best burrito I've ever eaten.
It's like audio.
Yum, yum, yum.
Very auto-tuned. Dude, put on a shirt, Nate. Oh, God. Is that like your ninja robe? Wah, wah, wah.
No, I'm Dracula because I'm wearing a robe. And I have to get in the shower soon.
Cool.
Ooh. Is that okay?
Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, the blah, blah, blah. That's the thing I do when I'm playing clarinet and like my mouth sort of like rejects it. It happens a lot.
I played like recorder in elementary school, and then I just did like violin. Is easier.
Like my 84-year-old Republican grandpa who yells whenever he hears Obama on Fox News.
Wait, can you see me?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't he once like hold on to the car top and go?
Once? He always does that.
Why?
Because he's
those handles help you like get out from the car. What does he need it for?
Because he's crazy. And he goes by Jose Jimenez, Gonzalez, Hernandez, Lopez, Paris, Juarez, Suarez, Jimenez, Chevetz, Sickman, even though his name is Al Weinstein.
Why?
Because he's crazy! What are you doing?
Pass gas.
Oops.
Oh, look, let me show you something.
Whoa!
This wand I got. Except it's from, like, the Harry Potter world.
Oh, I have one.
Except it's my wand.
I have one, too. I got it from Ollivander's. Where is it? It's around here somewhere. I'm just too lazy to find it.
Stupefy. Expelliarmus. Aquamente. Expecto Patronum.
I can't find the actual wand, but this is the case.
Yeah.
So my sister is ridiculous, so she thinks the spell Expelliarmus is smelly armpits.
I used to think it was expelly armless. So, like, if you use a spell, someone's arms will fall off.
No! Handstands are way too hard.
Look, this is blending in with the wall behind me. See this, like, wall right there? And
yeah.
Then, see how it blends in?
Yeah.
Just have to get it straight angle. What are you doing?
Trying to climb the wall. That's fun. Whoa! That didn't work well. I don't recommend doing that.
Oh, I have a soft bed.
Me too. Is that a giraffe?
Where?
Behind you.
This?
Yep.
I'll tell you about that later. See? I don't really want to talk about it right now.
It's a very interesting giraffe.
And now I must go and take my shower.
Have fun.
And then watch the
show.
I forgot what the TV show is called. It's Cosmos, I think.
Cool.
This is new.
I used to be in a program at school called Cosmos. That was fun.
Was it like a science program?
No.
Or like rocketry?
It was gifted.
What?
Yep. It was just gifted.
I'm gonna test out something.
And he killed me. Well, I hope you enjoyed that podcast. I'm Ben Robbins, and the people in there were my dad Jonathan, my sister Lauren, my dog Cammy, and of course the legendary Nate Dog Edelman. See you later. Bye. Woo!